First, I think that it has become very clear that these groups have become a threat, not only to the immediate communities where they operate, but also to the region. And I'm focusing very specifically on the countries where they operate, but also about the fact that it's perceived, of course, by the U.S. that they are also a threat to U.S. interests.
Now, looking at the ADF in eastern Congo, they're accused of committing attacks against civilians, but of course there are many armed groups in eastern Congo who have been accused of atrocities. Why do you think the U.S. has decided to designate this group, the ADF, as a terrorist organization?
Okay, I will say that when we look at the details of the designation itself, it refers to, you know, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, Mozambique, ISIS Mozambique. You know, I'm quoting the exact language used in the designation. And it's framing it sort of within the context of this ISIS affiliation. And we've seen in recent years, you know, since, of course, the disintegration of ISIS in Iraq and Syria, a sort of spread, you know, in Africa. In the Sahel, for instance, you have the Islamic State. In the Greater Sahara, you have, of course, for some years now, the so-called Islamic State, West Africa province in the Lake Chad Basin. That ISIS link, or that nexus with ISIS, is what really comes very clearly as a threat, perceived as a threat, of course, to the U.S. and countries affected in Africa.
And how strong or how serious do you think these links might be between these groups and ISIS?
I think the threat is there. We've had, obviously, there have been a number of attacks, communities affected by attacks. And I think what is quite striking is that I think what always occurs to me each time we have these designations is that each time it's done, we actually do not see exactly, the desired impact, you know, because we've seen back in 2013, when Boko Haram, you know, groups like Boko Haram were designated, you know, as a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. State Department. But since 2013, we actually have seen Boko Haram not only expand and morph into factions, but also, you know, having an increased appetite in terms of even connection with organized crime, in terms of its sources of funds and its capability in general. So I'm not quite sure if the designations even of these groups we're looking at in the DRC and in Mozambique would actually bring about the impact or the effect which where communities actually are yearning for.
Now, recently, the U.S. in a separate conflict in Yemen actually lifted a terrorist designation for another group, the Houthis. And they did that because they thought the designation put humanitarian aid at risk to Houthi-controlled areas. And of course, that happened in Somalia, where the U.S. designated Al-Shabaab as a terrorist organization, and that jeopardized aid to their areas. Is there a risk that this could happen in eastern DRC or northern Mozambique as well?
I mean, you raise a very important point here about the humanitarian dimension. I mean, I will say that there has already been that humanitarian aspect. It's of great concern already. The crisis in northern Mozambique, precisely in Cabo Delgado, I will say that, of course, the fears about the humanitarian situation even getting worse in light of, you know, the designations of these groups is also one which shouldn't be taken for granted. It can indeed worsen the situation. And not only that, I would add that it can also potentially hinder a political process or even some form of dialogue if that is explored when it comes to trying to bring about a ceasefire involving these groups or even trying to, sort of address it through a political lens.